The Levels of Eye Contact, September 5th, 2011, by Mark Manson. Eye contact is important, especially in dating and gauging people's attraction to you. Everyone should have a basic understanding of what each person is eye-coding them in any given situation, and it doesn't take a cryptographer to figure it out. Or if it does, then fuck it. I'm that cryptographer. Here is an entirely overly analytical and mostly satirical but kinda true too guide to the levels of eye contact and what they mean. Level negative 1. No contact. Intentional. Beyond the lowest level of eye contact, this is when someone is not only not making eye contact with you, but they're consciously making an effort to not look at you. In the heights of sexual intimacy, level negative 1 is subterranean. It's a person's way of saying, "Get away from me, creep," without, you know, actually saying it. This eye contact, or lack thereof, is typically reserved for the horny mouth breathers who stare at a girl's tits, obnoxious drunk guys in full-on bro mode, the crazed ex-girlfriend stalker, or any other potential rapist in one's vicinity. Level negative 1 eye contact can also occur within a conversation. So just because he or she is responding to you verbally doesn't mean you're out of the gates yet. Put simply, if someone is intentionally making an effort to not look at you, they're not interested. It's the anti-intimacy, the nonverbal cue for give it up. That, or you have some mustard on your face. Level 0, no contact. Unintentional. An unintentional absence of eye contact signals a lack of knowledge you exist. It means nothing other than they haven't noticed you. Either they're busy and focusing on something else, or you're about as intriguing to look at as grandma's new wallpaper. Level 1, glance. Unconscious. An unconscious glance is that moment when someone looks up at you and then immediately looks away, although they're not aware of what they're looking at. It's basically when their eyes are wandering around and coincidentally meet yours for a moment and then continue wandering. The key here is that he or she is not aware of them meeting, and therefore nothing is registering to them as particularly interesting or enticing in that moment. Just like level 0, this level of eye contact is neutral and there's not much to take away from it. Most people aren't paying attention to what they're looking at most of the time. Level 2. Glance. Conscious. The second level of eye contact is the first type of eye contact where you've possibly made a positive impression on a person. This is when your eyes and theirs happen to meet and then they look away immediately, except they look away consciously, whether it be shyness, awkwardness, or disinterest. Body language studies claim that a person who breaks eye contact with you by looking down is intimidated, that is, attracted, and a person who breaks eye contact by looking to the side is indifferent, that is, not attracted. I have no idea if this is true or not, but if someone breaks eye contact with you quickly and intentionally, it's usually a polarized response. They're either attracted and momentarily self-conscious by your presence, or they're uninterested and avoiding making contact altogether. Most people are not comfortable holding eye contact with strangers. What would signal the interest here is that their eyes were drawn to you in the first place. So it's not the breaking it so much that is important. What's important is that they consciously looked at you. Differentiating between level 2 eye contact and level 1 eye contact is subtle and hard to do consistently with any sort of accuracy, although you do pick up some acuity over time. It's impossible to ever be 100% certain what someone else's intentions are, so why not just assume everyone who makes strong eye contact with you is attracted until proven otherwise? A good exercise for someone who is new or shy is to practice never breaking eye contact with people before they break it with you. Walk around all day and make eye contact with people you find interesting or attractive. You'll feel uncomfortable making eye contact with strangers, but that's the idea. Keep doing it until it feels natural. It will help your confidence. Level 3, glance and a half. Level 3 is the first level where interest is conveyed, ever so slightly. Like the other lower levels of eye contact, the glance and a half is subtle and difficult to notice without a lot of practice. It's when someone looks at you and breaks eye contact as they normally do, but they hold the eye contact for a split second longer than is normal. I'm talking maybe a quarter of a second longer. Whereas level 2 eye contact may last half a second, level 3 will last 3/4 of a second. It's subtle, it's short, and it's unconscious. Humans are wired to spend more time looking at things they find attractive on an unconscious level. So in their mind, they're still breaking eye contact with you, but in practice, they're actually looking at you 50% longer than they would normally. It took me a while to start picking up on level 3 eye contact. Level 3 happens most often when they are consciously focused on something else, such as on their cell phone or talking to somebody they're with. They don't realize that they're looking at you as long as they are. Any eye contact from level 3 should be a strong incentive for the two of you to at least have a conversation. Level 4, double glance. Here's a good habit to get yourself into once you're able to maintain eye contact with people walking around. Anytime you make eye contact with someone attractive and they look away, keep looking at them for another few seconds. A percentage of them will look at you a second time. In my experience, this is a clear sign of physical interest, and 95%+ of the subsequent interactions you initiate with this person will be received warmly. What's funny is that even on level 4 eye contact, most people are not conscious that they're doing it. I've approached women who have looked at me twice in a row, and I mentioned that I saw them look at me, and they seriously didn't remember looking at me. I've even said, "We did an eye contact thing. We made eye contact like 3 times in a row. You didn't notice?" And they didn't, or they were lying scumbags. Either way, just goes to show how most people are off in their own little world, not thinking about any of this stuff. Regardless, the unconscious mind is always seeking out things it finds interesting or intriguing. So if their eyes keep falling on you, it's a sign. Level 5, the gaze. The gaze is the last level that can occur unconsciously, although it's usually conscious. This is when someone looks at you and just keeps looking at you past the normal look away moment. This is a solid 2 to 3 seconds of eye contact without them breaking it. When undesired, this becomes the infamous creep stare. But in the cases of desirable people looking at you, this is why it's so important to get in the habit of being able to hold eye contact, because otherwise you'll miss out on all of the people giving you level 3 to 5 eye contact. The gaze is a clear and large sign of interest. You'd be pretty dumb to pass up this signal. Level 6, the smile. The 6th level of eye contact is the gaze plus a smile. If the gaze is a clear sign telling you that they're interested, throwing a smile on top of it may as well be a neon flashing billboard. If someone you find attractive gives you level 6 and you don't talk to them, not only are you an idiot, but you probably have some serious anxiety going on. Level 7, the eye fuck. This is someone who makes eye contact, holds it, smiles, and then never stops. They just keep staring and smiling and staring and smiling, sometimes for minutes at a time. Eye fucking is the first level of eye contact that makes the leap from interested/curious to they want to have sex with me. Eye fucking doesn't withhold any intentions. It's about as much interest as one can possibly display through eye contact alone. If you get eye fucked by an attractive person and don't act on it, you're probably blind or mid-seizure. I can't think of any other reasonable explanation. When undesired, the eye fuck is exceedingly creep. If you're a man and you regularly eye-fuck women who do not reciprocate or smile back, then you likely have pepper spray in your near future. Eye-fuckers will often end up approaching you if you don't approach, although many of them will give up if you don't approach for a few minutes and assume you're not interested. If you're a man and a woman is eye-fucking you, the hint should be clear. She wants you to talk to her. Level 8. Dreamboat. The dreamboat happens when someone has fallen for you. This is when you wake up in the morning to someone staring at you with that dreamy smile, like they're drunk or stayed up all night sniffing glue. It's the way two people look at each other when cuddling and making cutesy noises while rubbing their noses together. The dreamboat almost never happens before you've had sex with someone, and if it does, they're either Amish or it's a giant red flag. Usually it starts happening after a month or two into a new relationship, although it can happen in as little as a couple nights together, or in rare circumstances, one. Assuming the feeling is mutual, the dreamboat is amazing. It's the most validating eye contact a person can give you. Centuries of literature and million-dollar films have thrived off of what the dreamboat stare signifies. It's what we humans are obsessed with on some level. And whether we like to admit it or not, it's what most of us are after in the long run. So when you find it, enjoy it. But if the feeling is not mutual, if the dreamboat is a one-way street, it's not always such a pleasant experience. Unrequited love is no fun for anybody. Nobody likes to break a heart and make those eyes cry. Just be honest and upfront, break things off with respect and dignity, and hope that her eyes don't morph into... Level 9. The Crazies. The 10th and final level of eye contact cannot be explained as much as experienced. When you experience the crazies, a person doesn't even have to be present to see them. They haunt you. They're everywhere and nowhere. It's the guy who wakes you up by banging on your window at 3 a.m., crying that you never called him back. Or the girl who faked being pregnant because she thought it'd get you to get back together with her. Or the guy who carved your name into his arm as a birthday present. They're the eyes that look at you in earnest when they say they want to quit their job and move to Tahiti so that you two can be together perfectly alone forever. The crazies signify delusion, hopeless emotion, and the complete loss of a grip on reality. The crazies often come with a restraining order. People who have seen the crazies and lived to tell about it do so with a level of humility and despondence. Most have dealt with their share of irrational and dramatic relationships. Some have perhaps witnessed the crazies for fleeting moments, an enraged girlfriend who ran around at him with a baseball bat, the guy who left her 43 angry voicemails in one night, and these people pass these stories of insanity around almost as a badge of honor. But those who have seen the depths, looked into the eyes and seen the true amorous insanity behind them, like any true veteran, they prefer to keep the pain and horror stowed away in their hearts, not to see the light of day. They say all is fair in love and war, and in certain places and at certain times, the two don't feel so differently. And like any war story, living it and telling it do neither justice. To check out the original article, go to markmanson.net/the-levels-of-eye-contact.